afternoon. This is Sean from Youth Brigade. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting live from UBC Vancouver, on the traditional unceded Coast Salish lands of the Musqueam people. And that was Silent Moon, one from Secret Pyramid. And today, on Queued Up, I'm Jonathan, by the way. We're going to be doing our special, thank goodness, 2015 episode as an exclamation, not in the sense of privileging 2015, or talking especially about its merits, but thank goodness 2015 in the sense of relief and satisfaction that the turmoil and strife is over, and with 2016, surely the slate will have been wiped totally clean. To help conjure this psychic imagination of 2016, I've lined up some music for us today. First, we're going to listen to a track from Mama Leak out of San Francisco. This is a few years old now. I would like to emphasize in today's 2015 Thank Goodness show, there will be no music from the year 2015. That would just be too painful. The track is You Can Bury Me in the East from Mama Leak's 2011 album, Kerdicha, and we're going to enjoy it right now on CITR 101.9 FM.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Hey, why so sad?
Oh, nothing really.
Not very convincing, Jane girl. Whatever it is, I've got just the cure for it.
One, two, three, four.
Did you know CITR has a women's collective? This brand new collective is all about providing and fostering a community for women who are or who want to be in radio, fighting the gender disparity in media, and centering women's voices and issues. If you are a female-identified person or ally who's already involved in radio or wants somewhere to start, this collective is for you. Email womenscollective@citr.ca for more information and to get involved.
And tune in Friday at 6 p.m. for the collective show, Lady Radio, featuring music, interviews, events, news, commentary. Basically anything we care to talk about.
See you then.
Why even jump?
But just ask Logan Dean what he thinks about trampolines.
Well, I think it's very important that people know what can happen if Logan you don't
Dean,
properly use
two first names.
It can be very, very dangerous.
He was 12 and goofing around on one of his friends when he bounced and hurt his ankle snap.
By looking at it, it was crooked.
The degree of punishment
the injury was so severe
which
that
a suburban child can withstand
it, there were complications.
Is in
his
and of itself
stopped growing properly.
Horrifying.
It took three surgeries over 7 years
X-rays,
to fix all the damage.
Spikes, metal
that, well,
augmentations.
That seems like an injury that would happen from a lot of force,
why even
rather than
jump?
Something as seemingly innocuous as a trampoline.
Innocuous.
A group of Canadian orthopedic doctors were seeing so many of these severe foot and ankle fractures with bones failing to heal.
Bones failing to heal.
Come and feel our positive energy at Falun Dafa Fellowship. Falun Dafa, also called Falun Gong, is an ancient spiritual discipline based on the principles of truthfulness, compassion, and tolerance. It's a self-cultivation practice that improves mental and physical wellness through meditation and simple exercises. It's been well documented to improve mind and body, relieve stress and anxiety, increase energy and vitality, and promote morality and spirituality. Why not give yourself a chance to learn free of charge? To learn more, please visit our website at falundafafellowship.com.
Hi. Welcome back to the 2015 episode of Cue It Up, the Thank Goodness episode, where we relinquish our material earthly attachment to the arbitrarily designated spat of time, 365 days in width, 24 hours in length, each going along day by day. We finally say goodbye to this. And using the psychical reality we have created for ourselves out of this period of time, refresh and renew, break open the egg of the New Year's ball by force if necessary, launch the yolk into the new year, and find out whether anything has really changed. You're listening to the Thank Goodness 2015 episode of Cue It Up. What we just heard was a few tracks. We heard from San Francisco, the band Mamalik, currently on Flenser Records, one of my favorites for experimental metal, things of that caliber, and Yelma's Kerdycha song, You Can Bury Me in the East. After that, we heard actually my favorite track from The Body's Christ Redeemer's, possibly my favorite The Body track, Meadow Duo out of Portland, Oregon, To Attempt Openness. Video for that, and The Body always have excellent videos. It's very interesting. Sort of a video capture of an installation piece, which is effectively paint drying, sort of captures the doomish, sludgy tempo of The Body in a visual, abstract sense. Let me find the artist who did that, actually. You can look this up, but, you know, To Attempt Openness, the video is on YouTube, the best streaming channel on the world. At any rate, it's a very interesting art piece featuring paint, or in some cases, I believe, horse's blood being pumped through a white canvas, two drips coming down. Again, this is the sensation of sort of seeing paint drying and eventually reaching the bottom of the canvas and accumulating, pooling all of the paint or blood, especially in grayscale, which the video is shot in. It looks as if it were undoubtedly blood pooling, sort of a slow take on the elevator from The Shining, that explosive discharge of vitae. Very good. An excellent way to send off, or to summarize, a year's time. And imagine as if this video were on a napkin in front of you. You wipe your face with it, perhaps your brow, if you sweat while you eat, and you crumple up the napkin and throw it in the trash. That is 2015. Summarized. Now, you may be wondering, John, why are you doing this on today's Cue It Up? What's with the obvious affect? Well, you see, dear listeners, I'm simply trying to do my best to channel the energies necessary to unravel 2015 and prepare us all for the new year. I'm going to get my slide whistle right after this song, and we're going to listen to that. Another essential discharge. Again, before that, we're going to listen to some songs, none of which were released in the year 2015. This one's Broken by Lie from their 2014 album Consent, post-punk trio out of Vancouver. Lie, very good. Let's give it a listen. Hello. Hey, this is John again. So I just played some Lay on today's Thank Goodness 2015 show after declaring that I wouldn't play any music from the year 2015. And then I played The Soft Moons, Far, my favorite track off the album, Deeper, from this year. That is totally a 2015 album. As penance, I'm only going to re-emphasize, reiterate, re-inflict the pains of 2015 on myself with another track from the period. By the way, if you're wondering what you're listening to right now, this is Farah Abraham's After Prom from My Teenage Dream Ended. This album, I'm going to break this facile character I've constructed for today's show. This album is actually one of the best things you will ever hear. Let me just put this up to full volume for a moment. This is like outsider art through the prism of MTV VH1 reality. This is a very substantial album. I mean, come on, if that was released on like Hippos and Tanks or something, it would be like, oh my gosh, genius. Album of the year. Innovative. James Ferrero, co-signed. Anyhow, as I was saying, because of all the ill I've done by playing a song that was not from, or that was from 2015 on my Thank Goodness 2015 episode, when we are trying to relinquish our connection to 2015, to push it out of our minds, to exceed beyond, clearly, I totally failed. And so I'm going to punish myself further with a track from Psy, or Hussy, rather, out of Toronto, with another 2015-year song, the track Borg. That is in all capitals. You might ask, why, Hussy, is this in your list of songs on the Hussy liners? That the only one with all capitalization? Why? Well, let's just give a listen and see if we can figure it out before 2015 comes to an end. But before that, we're going to listen to like five more seconds of Farah Abraham.
Cut off oxygen to my brain. Anxiety fills my veins.
Oh my god, this album is so good. Like, I'm not kidding. This is a substantial album. Anyhow, Hussy's Borg, off their album Basque in this year. We gotta listen to that now. I also apologize, it's not Soft Moon in the CD player. My apologies. You're now listening exclusively to Hussy's Borg.
Yeah.
Happy New Year's.
For over 30 years, there has been one voice in the local Vancouver art scene that has stood above the rest, and that's Discorder, that conspiracy, punk rock, foxcore, sassy, still publishing magazine from CITR. We're one of the established and trusted voices of Vancouver's music and arts culture in the Lower Mainland, with 8,000 copies distributed monthly to over 135 distribution locations, from the Lido to Zulu Records.
Discorder is one of a few magazines published by a community radio station, and we only serve up the freshest local and Canadian goods.
We have interviews with artists, album reviews, live show reviews, and articles about everything important to our crazy, unique, varied, and amazing culture in Vancouver and across the country.
Pick up your free copy of Discorder today, or sign up to have it delivered to your door wherever you are.
Check out our website for distribution locations and all the information about advertising and getting involved.
Yo. You know what this is.
Well-known pimp, narcotics king, big-time racketeer, back in full force.
This could be one of the big moments in your life.
Look, this thing might be bigger than even we think it is.
Do you need an upgrade to the soundtrack to your life? Perhaps a song from a film or a tune from TV? My name is Gap. Exploding Head Movies is here to give you sounds from the cinema, along with the songs that will be defining your future, and those forgotten classics that need a little rescue.
Loading Head Movies, Monday, 7 to 9 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM.
So, it's now 3:48. goosebumps. It's not 3:48. And you're still listening to Cue It Up on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting live from Vancouver, UBC, on the unceded, traditional Coast Salish territories of the Hunkaminon, speaking Musqueam people. And what we just heard was, out of Calgary, a Dry Heave, the track Controvertual, off the album Controvertual, bit of an interesting melange of industrial noise there, and also very vague cellular theme of digital waste debris. Overall, though, a top-notch release. For that, again, we heard The Soft Moon, and we heard Hussy after The Soft Moon and before Dry Heave. Hussy out of Toronto, a four-piece post-punk band. All of this music, this energy, excellent for helping us exceed 2015 to get out of 2015 to remove ourselves from this history. Impossible as it may be, we must try. And I find that at the end of every year, we do the impossible which is inevitable, and surmount the year, break into a new one, establish the boundaries, a miracle of the modern day, which is almost invisible, the succession of a new year. Truly, the power of humanity is terrible, but also awe-giving, and I find myself in reproach. Anyhow, let's listen to another track from this year. Why not? This one's Sandhet, covering Joy Division's The Eternal. Sandhet, also on Flenser, I believe. And they are another San Francisco metal act. Three-piece, instrumental, very shoegazy. Let's give it a listen.
Thank you.
Now, wasn't that nice? Again, Sanhet's cover of Joy Division's The Eternal Sanhet, three-piece instrumental metal act out of San Francisco. They released an album this year, actually, The Revisionist. Very good. Highly recommend that one. But we all know that there is only one way. Today's, thank goodness, 2015 episode can end. And it's in the tragedy, which is in and of itself a birth and a renewal and possibly something that is new. Oh my God. This is actually like all that metal BS. This is by far the darkest thing I've played today.